AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is headed to Colorado to comfort people grappling with rebuilding homes and businesses that were destroyed last week by a rare wind-whipped winter fire. Earlier at the White House, the president talked about the latest job numbers. Unemployment went down last month. Job creation was weaker than expected. He talked about the number of people leaving their jobs.
Americans are moving up to better jobs, with better pay, with better benefits. That's why they're quitting their jobs. This isn't about workers walking away and refusing to work. It's about workers able to take a step up.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting President Biden to deliver his first State of the Union address on March 1st. Sidney Poitier has died. He was the first black actor to win an Oscar in 1964 for Lilies in the Field.
God is good. He has sent me a big, strong man.
He didn't say anything to me about sending me any place.
The nation's first black president, Barack Obama, presented Sidney Poitier with the Medal of Freedom in 2009.
It's been said that Sidney Poitier does not make movies. He makes milestones. Milestones of artistic excellence. Milestones of America's progress.
A new generation learned of Sidney Poitier through Oprah Winfrey, who chose his memoir, The Measure of a Man, for her book club. Poitier died in the Bahamas. He was 94. CDC data shows hospitalizations in the U.S. of children under 5 with the coronavirus have soared to unprecedented levels, a worrisome trend in youngsters too young to be vaccinated. A winter storm that has already blanketed the South in snow has snarled northeast air travel, crushed morning commutes, and created a dilemma for school districts already struggling to stay open amid a surge in coronavirus cases. Many spots in New England received more than a foot of snow. Schools in Boston today are closed. This is AP News. Nations across Europe are scrambling to prop up health systems strained by the new outbreak of coronavirus cases.
Troops have been deployed to London hospitals. Healthcare workers infected with COVID-19 are treating patients in France. The Netherlands is under a lockdown, and tented field hospitals have gone up in Sicily. The medical director of Britain's National Health Service says the wave of infections crashing over the continent as Omicron spreads means more patients to treat and fewer staff to treat them. The head of a hospital doctors association in Naples, Italy, says the situation is critical, much worse than what it appears. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kazakhstan's president authorized security forces to shoot to kill those participating in unrest, opening the door for a dramatic escalation and a crackdown on anti-government protests that have turned violent. Dozens of people have been killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.